Democratic New York City Mayor Eric Adams said he wants to meet with President-elect Donald Trump's incoming border czar, Tom Homan, who was tapped by Trump to implement a mass deportation plan. I would love to sit down with the border czar and hear his thoughts on how we are going to address those who are harming our citizens, Adams said during a news conference on the afternoon of Tuesday, December 3rd. Under the Biden administration, more than 200,000 migrants who crossed the U.S. southern border were bused into New York City. Adams says the city has spent $6.4 billion to assist those migrants. Money, he claims, could have been used to fund community schools, student enrichment programs, guidance counselors, social workers, and Metro cards for summer youth employment participants. The federal government made me take $6.4 billion out of providing these services that we should. We should all be angry at what happened to our city under this administration, Adams said. Adams has previously stated that he does not believe in the mass deportation of migrants who come to the U.S. seeking a better life and the opportunity to achieve the American dream. However, he is interested in discussing ways to remove violent migrants from New York City. Those who are here committing crimes, robberies, shooting at police officers, raping innocent people have been a harm to our country. I want to sit down and hear the plan on how we are going to address them, Adams said. Those are the people I am talking about, and I would love to sit down with the border czar and hear his thoughts on how we are going to address those who are harming our citizens. Homan responded to Adams's request during an appearance on Fox News. I have just been notified he wants to meet with me, Homan said. I'm willing to meet with him. I'm willing to meet with anybody to help make their communities safer. The New York Post reported Monday that nearly 60,000 migrants living in New York City have criminal records or pending criminal charges.